The last day of school anthem from Alice. Yes, blowing up the last day here in Regina Public Schools and Catholic schools. It's all over after today. I know Mooks Jaw and Karenport, I believe your last day is tomorrow. Kids in Belgoni still have to go to school till Friday, but this is it. The last day of school for many. Oh, man, I remember it fondly, counting down to what was almost always an early dismissal bell. And yes! It felt so good. Freedom from Rosemont Elementary is where I grew up, and forget Christmas. This was the real holiday for me as a kid. Honestly, walking out on the last day of school, I remember like that scene out of Shawshank Redemption, you know, where Andy, his arms wide, his face to the sky. This is the kind of feeling I had on the last day of school. Completely overwhelmed with that feeling of... You get the picture here I'm trying to paint. It was two glorious months of cottage life ahead. Water skiing. Yeah, we water skied back then. No wakeboarding when I grew up. And oh, we had kneeboarding, as we called it, behind the boat there. That was fun. A little fishing. A sunburn was a badge of honor. And for some reason, I always think of Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light, blaring from the boombox my dad had. It was a religious experience here. Ah, yeah, then as summer progressed, you begin the countdown to the exhibition in August.
Yes, Michael Pastner. Yeah,
yes.
You're all looking so fine. I'm going to team it to you one more time, Jose.
Oh, yeah, that was a blast. When I was a kid, my buddies and I would be counting down through the summer to the Friday night of the fair, because that was, believe it or not, way back when, known as CJMB's date night on Friday night. Two ride for the price of one. Your date would ride free, and my buddies and I, we would dream of our summer crush accompanying us on that double Ferris wheel. But almost every year it wound up being my best friend, Rick. Yeah, and then the fair would leave town, and you begin to feel like you were losing your grip on summer. And before you know it, we'd be back to school shopping, and poof, 2 months, vacation was gone. We'd start all over, but... Congratulations to the class of 2025. Your summer vacation is here. And that goes for you teachers, too. You deserve a break, I know, as well. We spoke to some kids yesterday. They're all excited with their summer plans.
I'm excited to visit my family, go swimming, and have lots of fun. I'm going to miss seeing my friends and learning. I hope everyone has a great summer.
Yeah, nicely said. We talked to some parents, too. McKenna Francis said she's looking forward to spending time with the kids.
I'd probably just take them to the splash park a lot, Wascana Pool, go to the beach, barbecues with family, friends, powwows.
Yeah, it's going to be a great summer for many. Isla was pretty pumped school's out, too.
Oh, I'm really excited because I'm going to go to my cabin and have a ton of my friends over for at my cabin for, like, sleepovers and stuff. Yeah, I'm really excited for that. Now, I'm also going to go to my grandma and grandpa's house.
Oh, cool. And Rowan said her family's heading out on vacation. She can't wait.
I'm really excited to go to the Calgary Stampede and just spend time with my family.
But Rowan's slightly sad about the school year ending, though, too.
Oh, I'm definitely going to miss my teacher because she's moving to a different school.
There you go. There are kids that do miss school. I was not one of them. And look how it paid off. I'm waking you up in the morning. Yeah, with the last day of school, thoughts begin to... Look at that ride you might be taking with your family on a summer vacay. I know the kids are pretty stoked about travel plans and even summer camps. The kids we spoke to yesterday can't wait.
I'm excited because I'm going to go to Edmonton and I'm going to have a pool party at my house.
Be out of school and go to the pool.
Probably dance camp and swimming.
Yeah. Those caps are lifelines for parents who try to juggle childcare and hold down a job in the summer. So a lot of summer camps are going to be busy, and availability on all the good ones right now is pretty much filled up when you go looking for them. But they sure are lifesavers. You know, this morning as school breaks free and thoughts are turning to summer vacay, I was kind of curious if you could help me out here in finding what you think is one of the best roadside attractions you've ever pulled over to your family and visited. Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. There could even be a picture on your phone right now of when you did it and what you were looking at. Shoot that to me, too. Text. I'd love to see your pictures. 1-877-300-7275. Within Canada, it's not just Saskatchewan. Maybe, you know, you've had a vacation in the past and you found a roadside attraction. You pulled everyone over. Grab the picture, even though everyone would say, no, Dad, no, let's not do it. Got the photo. Share it with me. What's your favorite roadside attraction? 1-877-300-7275. A little later on this morning, journalist and Canadian historian Craig Barrett is going to join me. Craig actually used to work with the Leader Post way back in the day. Lives in Edmonton now, but I caught up with him on the phone, and he was telling me how he used his social media to ask for Canada's favorite roadside attraction. And he got more than 500,000 people voting. So it's a pretty legitimate litmus test of what Canada thinks is the best roadside attractions. And Craig is going to share the entire top 10 with us just a little after 7 o'clock this morning. But what do you think? 1-877-300-7275. I don't know why it stuck in my head, because it's not my favorite, but I always remember if we ever drove to Edmonton, you hit up Vermilion and there was that giant egg, right? The Vermilion egg. That one sticks out. Santa Claus too. Isn't Santa in Southie? I think Southie, right? Roadside attractions. You got a few? 1-877-300-7275. Well, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders making some headlines here this morning. They had their annual general meeting, and they announced it made $2.1 million in profit last season. And Rider CEO Craig Reynolds says they are seeing positive trends, especially when it comes to ticketing and going to the games.
I'm fairly confident we're going to see some attendance growth this year. This game's trending quite positively. At this stage right now, compared to the same point last year, we've already sold 7,000 more tickets than we did at this stage last year.
Yeah, Reynolds said after three straight years of decline in season ticket sales, seems there's a bit of a rise in that for a change this year, which is obviously awesome for the Riders. And overall, the financial picture shared last night seems to show the Riders are in really good shape thanks to a strong merchandise sale or two as well. That really helps pull them out of the red as well. So congrats to the Riders, who are on Trevor Harris watch now, right? Harris didn't practice yesterday. Head coach Corey Mace told us the veteran quarterback is dealing with an infection, and he took a big shot in that last game.
Dealing with a little bit of an infection, kind of played through that, and then also he took a pretty good shot in the game. So we're just honestly just playing it kind of smart and kind of just look at that, but he's fine. You know, he's one of those kind of, you know, pushing me to do it. I say, hey, just relax. Let's just, you know, yeah. No, he'll be fine.
Coach, a little cagey there. CJMA Rider reporter Britton Gray asking whether or not, you know, this is part of concussion protocol, but not really coming out to saying it's a concussion. So we don't really know, but if he can't play, obviously Jake Mayer would get the start. He was taking a lot of the reps yesterday. Kickoff is 5 o'clock against the Lions on Saturday, and the Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. Last day of school, and thoughts turn to summer vacation plans. Many having staycations or hitting the road, maybe crisscrossing borders, going provincially. I just got a great text here from Garth as I look for the favorite roadside attraction this morning. Garth said it's got to be that giant cedar boardwalk near Revelstoke, BC. I'm headed there this summer, Garth, with the fam. I'll check that out. I've never been to Drumheller either, and we go to the Dinosaur Museum there. And, of course, here in Saskatchewan, many are quick to point out, Greg, the favorite roadside attraction is East End. T-Rex Discovery Center. Scotty was found there, the T-Rex as well. So 1-877-300-7275. As you plan your summer vacation, you got a picture or do you got a thought on the best roadside attraction you whip the whole family off the side of the road to check out or take a picture by? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. I was just kind of spitballing. My next guest, always quick to point out whenever I say something wrong. She's the provincial news director. That's her job. It's Sarah Mills, and she got me good this morning. Hi, Sarah.
Point out everything you do wrong. I just want you to be right.
Well, it was funny because when I started this conversation, a favorite roadside attraction, I said, I always remember as a little kid, that giant egg. And I said Vermilion. I knew it was Vegreville. And you pointed that out in a text to me. But I mistakenly said Vermilion. Well, I was in the vicinity anyhow, headed towards Edmonton. And then I also, isn't there a Santa Claus at Southie? And you quickly said, no, that's Watson, Greg. So again, I was in the vicinity. That's on number six, past Southie. So I knew it was somewhere around there. So, hey, Sarah, what's the excitement level like in your house the last day of school?
Oh, they're so done. I am so done with the coming home. And what do you do today? Oh, I watched the movie Wicked all day. So we're ready. We're ready. And it was a big milestone in our house. We have someone going to high school in September.
So what was it like in preparing for the big farewell? Because they have grade 8 farewells, don't they?
We did. We had a sort of a church-based ceremony. So there was a little liturgy, and then the kids did speeches to the parents, and they presented us with gifts, and then they did speeches to the teachers and their speeches to each other and, you know, memories that they had shared, especially because there's a handful of kids who had been together since kindergarten. So it was lovely and sweet.
Nice.
I mean, it's not grade 12, but it's lovely to mark the milestone.
Well, going to high school is an exciting time. And I remember when my Brooklyn was off to high school, that was kind of a feeling like, oh, of concern for me. Oh, now it's the big kids. But hey, it all worked out nicely. And moving on to grade 10. Hey, I want to get back to the roadside attractions here because you must have a favorite in your travels with your family.
We have a few. I mean, I corrected you only because I was a tourist for so long. We would visit all the way through my childhood, through Western Canada especially. But one thing that touches me for a nostalgia and just brings me back to a time and place, and I apologize to all our Ukrainian listeners because I'm sure I'm going to butcher this, but Kenora has the painted lady, the Ukrainian lady holding the bread, this huge statue. And it always meant that we were 30 minutes away from Priestville where my family and friends were. So we would always get out and have a family picture. I think she's called Lyshka.
Okay.
And she's just beautiful. If you haven't seen her, and she's wearing this beautiful traditional Ukrainian outfit and holding bread as a welcome, because that area, of course, is very heavily Ukrainian in heritage. So it's just beautiful. If you haven't been, you have to.
Okay, that was one. You said you had another. What was it?
Well, it was, I think you said Garth, or one of the texters was talking about the boardwalk near Revelstoke.
Yeah.
Along that route, as a kid, I would always want to go to the Enchanted Forest. And my dad and my Uncle John said, no, we're not stopping. It looks stupid. We're not doing it. So finally, as a parent myself, we did a big road trip a couple of years ago. And I said, that's it. I'm going to put all these bad childhood memories. I am going to the Enchanted Forest. And it's like these little statues inside the forest you walk around, and they're all from fairy tales. Greg, this is the ugliest thing you've ever seen. They're horrifying. They're something from nightmares. They don't look like anything. They don't look like Snow White or Rumpelstiltskin or the Three Blind Mice. They're the ugliest things inside a forest.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Skip Enchanted Forest in a few weeks when we head to BC and go through Revelstoke.
You have to do it just so you can see it and believe it.
Well, Sarah Mills, I appreciate you joining me on Favorite Roadside Attractions. I can't wait to share with everyone how Craig Baird, who is a great historian of Canadian history, whether it be good or bad, he's a great follow on social media, but he had more than 500,000 people respond to him when he asked, what are Canada's favorite roadside attractions? And the list I just put up on the CJMB Morning Show Facebook page. But the number one attraction will not surprise many, I don't think. But I've never been there myself, so it's got to be on my list one day. So Craig Baird after the 7 o'clock news. Sarah Mills, thank you. Have a great last day of school with your kids.
You too.
talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign?
Maybe a spinning Ferris wheel in Swift Current the next few days. I know Frontier Days begins its kickoff today and rolls through the coming weekend. Everyone in Swift Current gathering there, and I hope you have a blast. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to be joined on the show by someone pretty famous out of Swift Current, Archie Green. He's going to be part of the parade there. Apparently, he's a great community leader and a legend in Swift Current area. And Archie's going to be joining me on the show tomorrow. He's a parade marshal. They handpicked him. So that's going to be fun tomorrow morning. I'll have him. Hope you have a good time in Swift Current Frontier Days. Roadside attractions, your favorite roadside attraction. Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. I'm asking that question this morning as we turn to summer vacation plans now that school is out. Peter said, the world's largest pierogi. That's where they pulled over and took a photo. Glendon, Alberta. Thank you, Peter, for that one there. And also, I got a text here from Sean in Pilot Butte. Thank you, Sean. I did mention this earlier. I know it's the last day of school for Regina Public and the Catholic school system. But yeah, not everyone gets free today. Freedom comes for kids in the Prairie school system on Friday, like Balgoni. Moose Jaw and Carrumport, last day of school is actually tomorrow. But here, the Catholic and the public school system, it's over. After the school bell rings, probably early this afternoon, 2:30 usually, right? Staff has finished on Friday. Thanks, though, for Sean texting me that. And Sean also said, favorite roadside attraction, wood carvings at Mortlach. Cool. 1-877-300-7275. Some international news for you this morning. Of course, originally President Trump had reported that Iran's nuclear program was obliterated.
Iran will never rebuild its nuclear. From there? Absolutely not. That place is under rock. That place is demolished.
That was a couple of days ago, but now a preliminary Pentagon report indicates much of Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium was not destroyed because it was most likely moved before the U.S. attack, and that Iran's nuclear program has only been set back a few months. And when you hear about that preliminary report about the U.S. strikes that might have now only set Iran's nuclear program back by only a few months, so what does it all mean for the stability or lack thereof across the region moving forward? ABC's Ian Pannell said this.
Well, I don't think it's just the Pentagon. We've got two sources telling ABC News it's too early to declare that the U.S. and Israeli missions were successful. Remember those gigantic holes we saw in the mountain at the Fordo site? Well, the source is saying they still don't know how much enriched uranium may be moved from there in advance, or how many centrifuges in the country could still start up again. And one source calling the outcome at Fordo really not good. So despite Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu backing Trump, saying that the mission at Fordo destroyed the site, we absolutely could find ourselves right back where we started with more instability in the region and potentially another round of conflict.
ABC's Ian Pannell. However, the White House was set to address what they were calling a major success yesterday. But as that report leaked, they said, we'll wait till Thursday. But now this morning at the NATO summit, Trump, when asked by a reporter, said this.
Well, the intelligence was very inconclusive. Okay. The intelligence says, we don't know. It could have been very severe. That's what the intelligence says. It was very severe. It was obliteration. It was a complete obliteration. Iran said, let's stop this. And you know what? Israel said it too. Very smart. They fought like hell, and then they said, let's stop. They're not going to be fighting each other. They've had it. They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easier to stop them.
Okay, well, that's the very latest from the president there, and we'll continue to monitor what else comes out through the day here. But we're also going to look at the riders' annual general meeting in just a few moments here with Andrew Shepherd, CEO Craig Reynolds, sharing how the team's doing pretty good financially. They thank sales of that Obsidian Green jersey and hats associated with it, and merchandise sales really helping. And nice to see that season ticket sales, after 3 years on the decline, starting to push ahead a little. And Even tickets for this weekend's game against the Lions seem to be selling well, too. So more news from that general meeting and the update on Trevor Harris, too. He didn't practice yesterday.